what did you learn last year, and what are you going to take into this year's team?
Well, last year we had a tremendous passing attack, and we're going to look to, you know, repeat that. You know, Bubba had a couple thousand yards last year. We're trying to replace the Hunter Hickok. That's a big missing piece. So we've got some young guys. We've got Lance Galetti's Fiagatusa. We've got Liam Van Sickle. I'm looking for a lot of good things out of him. Bubba recovered from his back injury at the end of last season nicely, so it's good to have Stoltz here. So looking forward to repeat some of those things with quite a few new faces.
I'm looking at your line out there, and you got a couple big kids, and it looks like across the board you look like you might have some size again.
Yeah, we have a very good offensive line. We don't have a lot of depth, and most all of them have a little experience. We got one new guy. We've brought Nathan from the backfield down onto the line. They do have some girth, so I'm excited to see what they can do, but they definitely are going to have to stay healthy.
Defensively, how do you prep these guys, get them ready to get into the action right when the season starts, when in actuality the last three games of the season, those are your conference games?
Yeah, like in practice here, we're going thud. We're not going live. We're trying to save our bodies for game time. We're doing a lot of work on dummies and sleds. They're tackling. I'm looking at this new invention. They've got this tackling ring that you roll. It looks pretty cool. I'll probably pick one of those up because there's rules. They've changed them. You can only hit twice a week now, and that's too much for us. We don't need to go live. I mean, most programs don't go live, especially towards knowing that the end of the season is when it matters. So we don't want to hurt anybody in practice. So the first, three, four games, they're not going to be tuned up as much as they would in the past. We're not overlooking those games, but it's definitely a different situation.
Football's it's a fast sport. How do you keep that intensity when guys kind of have to hold back once in a while?
Well, it's hard at practice because we don't have the depth to run a full scrimmage. So they have to hit the sleds. They have to hit the dummies. We have the defense hold stand-up dummies. And we get them as much contact as we can. We do tackling drills. We do the alligator roll, and we keep the head on the side to protect from concussions, like you've probably seen the Seahawks are so famous for. And that should help keep people healthy by keeping the head, the head-on tackling is a thing of the past.
So, Coach, you have a big fan base out there. What can the people at Juneau and fans of Crimson Bears football, what can they expect when the season starts?
Well, we're going to be a very fast defense and a very fast offense. We've got, the five big guys, but we're going to rely on our speed. So we're going to try to get the ball in the hands of three or four good, fast kids and just, see what they can do with it. We're not going to be the deep pass team like we were in the past. We're going to be more of the New England Patriots where you throw the three-yard pass and hopefully he can break it.
And no deflated football.
No. Although it is nice when it's raining out, let me tell you.